Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. Tonight we have a show where we're going to be talking about control issues in relationships. Tonight my co-host is Ms. Demetra Stewart from Atlanta Edition Magazine. Also, she is starting or has started a cable network with Wise Television. Good afternoon, Demetra. How you doing?
Hi. Hey, Angela. How are you?
I'm okay. Tonight we have a subject, as you already know, control issues in relationships. And we're not necessarily talking about between boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife, things like that. It can be any type of relationship where you feel you are controlled, but someone is trying to control you or your decisions.
Have I been in a situation like that? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, have you ever been in a situation where someone tried to control you?
Not really. I've always been more of the, not a control type, but I have the personality where I won't allow that to happen pretty much. I'm not saying I haven't, as of yet, I have not. Hopefully I won't, but as of yet, no.
Okay. Well, you're one of the lucky ones, because there have been a lot of women who have been in situations, and probably some men too, who have been in situations where they are controlled by another partner or someone they love. Tell me something. Since you're not, since you say that you've never been one of those people who has been in a controlled relationship, what advice can you give to those women who are in a controlling relationship where let's say they're not allowed to leave the house? Let's say they're allowed to leave the house, but they have to be back at a certain time. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I mean, on my end, it's like laughable to me, but you know, sometimes it's not a laughable situation. And I think it all depends on the person's, like, how strong their mentality is in the first place. Some people deal with more than others, obviously, and some people's self-esteem is so broken down and they're so used to it that that's just their way of life, which is really sad to say. But my advice would be, I mean, especially if you're an adult, I mean, no one should have the right to tell anyone what to do and be controlled to where you can and can't go. Like, you own them like property. I mean, especially if it's supposed to be somebody that you love. I don't, you know, agree with them trying to treat them as property versus a person. So that's what I would tell them. But like I said before, it depends on the person, the strength of their mentality. That's number one, and what they're going to put up with. So it all depends on them if they like it or not. Some people are comfortable with that situation because that's all they know. And some women, you know, have to get the strength to get out of that situation or take control of their own life. So that's my opinion.
I think when a woman is in a situation where she is controlled like that by her husband or her boyfriend, I think situations like that can lead to situations where there are bad things that happen, that could happen to her, because if your mate is controlling in the beginning, then it's a sign that later on down the line, it could lead to worse, possibly worse.
I agree with that. You know, I think that there's always signs. It's just, are you, you know, noticing them, basically? There's always red flags going around. It's just that, you know, not everybody catches them on time or whatnot, but definitely, if he's showing signs, or if he, she, or anybody, I'm not even going to categorize he, but that if that person shows controlling signs at the beginning, well, I won't say controlling because, you know, some could have some kind of jealousy, controlling minor issues which aren't great, but then you have your drastic measures like stalking and crazy stuff. You start seeing, like, things that are just abnormal and make you question, like, okay, that was weird. Then, yeah, I think those are red flags.
Mm-hmm. So I would say the best thing to do is to pray about that person, for one thing. The second thing is to watch that person. When you're in a relationship and you want to do something, and they're saying, and they try to do something or be with someone else. I'm not saying necessarily an intimate relationship, of course. I'm talking about like family members, things like that, and they try to discourage the family members from coming around and things like that. That's a controlling relationship. It's not necessarily where they're hitting you or anything like that, but that can be considered a controlling relationship.
That is a controlling relationship.
Yeah.
It went down over here like that. No one would ever keep me from my family. That's just me personally. Like I said, you know, there's some people in different mindsets of, you know, where they're comfortable or maybe just used to it or maybe they're just dealing with the person as they are. So I don't know different people's situation, but on this end, that would never happen. I'm not going to be treated like an animal, and I feel that's what it is. I'm a grown woman. I don't want to be told what to do. I'll compromise with you, but I don't take orders.
Okay. All right. The reason I want to do this show is because a woman was given 30 years in prison for the Stand Your Ground that she shot. For the Stand Your Ground defense, the same Stand Your Ground defense that with George Zimmerman is using against Trayvon Martin. But this lady had been in an abusive relationship for years. Now, I'm thinking to myself now, if this lady has, that they have given 30 years to, you know, and they got a petition online trying to get people to sign the petition and everything to free her and everything like that. Why, and also something else that happened. There was a lady that I saw on the web where a police officer had hit her or kicked her while she was pregnant. And he also had shot somebody's dog, according to the web. I don't know if it was in Florida or Georgia. I never got the gist of it. But he also had shot somebody's dog and hurt and hit somebody or did something to someone when they were in an accident. So
was this all in the same day?
No. You know, you have to wonder with the woman that he did that to, the woman that was kicked while she was pregnant. Of course, she has numerous children. You know, they started out with 12, 15 children, 16 children or something like that. And they're painting her as the villain because she was kicked.
Wow.
And she was pregnant. And they're saying, you know, and they didn't want to discipline the police officer to the media got involved in. Now they're talking about disciplining because it's being brought to the forefront. She's been on TV and everything.
Oh, so, I haven't seen it.
That's beyond control issues. That's beyond when you kick somebody that's pregnant. I mean, that's wrong.
Well, yeah, kick somebody, period, is wrong.
Yeah, and especially a pregnant woman. It's illegal.
Wow.
And you know, and when a police officer does that, there should be serious consequences. You know, he should be fired for that. And, you know, it's something the woman said when I looked at her interview on the web. She said, men go to jail every day for hitting women. And
yep.
I'm not a man hater. I'm not a man basher because I know men go through things too. But what I'm saying is this officer obviously has problems.
Yeah.
Serious problems.
All the stuff you mentioned, yeah.
Yeah. To kick someone is beyond a control issue. There should have been something did about him when he shot, when he went to the wrong address and shot the person's dog.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, and I'm not even trying to be funny. Just the fact that he shot the dog, like most people don't. Most people get mad at humans or do things which, you know, of course I don't agree with at all. But, you know, if you know someone has more of a mental issue when they're just hurting animals for no reason. So it's crazy.
Yeah. So I haven't had any callers to call in on this subject, but the number is 1-347-327-9376. do you believe that there's such thing as a parent that can be too controlling?
Yes.
Of their children?
Yes.
When they reach a certain age?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think, well, I don't, you know what, I think that it shouldn't be as far as, they shouldn't be controlling their child. They should, if they have rules still, like, if the child is still living under their roof, then I would understand if they had rules for the child. But as far as controlling, no, I don't agree with that. I think once they're an adult, they should give them a little bit of leeway, and they at least should compromise on what's going to happen as far as the rules underneath their roof, but not controlling, though.
Okay, what would you say about someone who checks other people's emails, asks for the password to your email account, checks your phone constantly? Would that isn't I consider that control? Do you agree with me?
As I stated before, and I sounds like I'll be doing it a few times this episode, that will never be me. So I don't know. Nobody's gonna check my stuff. I don't even want to check the person's things. Even in relationships, even my marriage that I've been in, I've never even had the thought to even care to go through their phone. I just, you know, I like my not privacy, but I just like my respect. Like, I'm open with whatever, but as far as you going through my things, it's not going to happen. And I'm not going to go through yours either because I have other things to do. But, no, I think that is so controlling, but I think it is more the person's fault that allows that person to check through their things. If it's a controlling issue, now you said controlling. Now, if you were saying like stalking, like if it was that, obviously, you know, that'd be a different issue. But controlling means they're probably allowing them to go through their things. And I think that's more of their fault for allowing them to do that. Because if it's your property, you have the right to say who can go through it. So they need to get
true.
They need to get together with that one.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, listeners, we have with us Demetra Stewart of Atlanta Ambition Magazine. Demetra, tell the listening audience about your new cable network.
Oh, okay. It's called Ambition Networks, and it's with Wisecast Television. And it's called the channel for the unique and ambitious. And you know how I have my magazine. It's called Atlanta Ambition Magazine, and that is a magazine about women in business here in the Atlanta area, whether they're business owners, strive to be in business one day, or have prestigious titles in business. And it's a full online lifestyle magazine with health, beauty, fitness, advice, relationships, you name it, that you go to. So that magazine was my platform to where I was offered this cable network. And cable network is Ambition Networks, and I decided since the magazine is female-based that I was going to make the channel for everybody, and it's going to be for the ages of 18 through 75, but obviously people older than 75 watch TV too, so if you're even 500 years old, you can watch my channel. But it's going to be a lot of variety and diverse. It's documentaries, comedies, dramas, animated series, you name it, and it's going to be a lot of original programming. And this is also what's really exciting, Angela, is it's going to be a platform. I'm going to have the opportunity for independent artists, whether you're behind the scenes, behind the camera, with your artist filmmakers, your music, independent music artists, or actors, actresses, anything, any content that you may have that you want shown on a network, you can get in touch with me. And I have some very affordable rates, and we have commercial spots as well as advertising. The channel is going to be shown in over 43,000 zip codes in the U.S. as well as overseas. So it is a really big deal and a lot of exposure for someone who would be interested and or dreaming to have their product in a network. Because, Angela, you know, there's only certain avenues where you're able to show your product, and, you know, it's a time limit at that too. So
yeah.
You can have a platform with mine, and, you know, you can have your half hour, your hour, your 2 hour. It's just like cable. It has the pay-per-view, on-demand, DVR, the guide, everything. It's really cool. So if you're interested in seeing what I have going, what I have to offer, and what you could probably join with, it's www.ambitionnetworks.com, and ambition is spelled A-M-B-I-Z-I-O-N, and then networks.com. And if you want to go to the magazine, it's AtlantaAmbition.com. And yep, really exciting. It premieres on Saturday.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to be able to be at your, I believe it's, is it a red carpet?
I know. Yeah, it's red carpet.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to be there. I wish I could, but I'm not going to be able to travel to Georgia, Atlanta.
I know. You'll be here in spirit, Angela.
Yeah. So I hope you have a good time at the event and everything.
Thank you. And I
wish you all the success. We're going to have to go to break, though, and we're going to have to listen to some commercials now and pay some bills.
Adolescent youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, has on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks that will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at climb@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com, or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, we have on Show Talk with Angela Butler tonight. We have with us Demetri Stewart of Atlanta Edition Magazine, and also of Atlanta Edition Television. She's on Show Talk tonight with Angela Butler. The calling number is 1-347-327-9376. And we're talking about control issues and a variety of other topics, things that are going on within Florida, and not just Mr. George Zimmerman either. We were talking about a woman that was given 30 years in Florida for shooting a gun. We're talking about another woman, and I'm sorry that I cannot get the state right. I apologize. It is my fault for not doing my complete research, that was kicked by a police officer here in the United States, and she was pregnant. Okay. Demetra.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about your party and everything, and I like I was saying, I hope you have a great time and everything. Back to the subject though about control issues. Do you believe that, I know you're a female and I'm a female of course, but do you think that women can be controlling in
yes.
relationships?
Yes, I do. And I've seen some, so yeah. I do. I mean, it's the same regardless of who it is. Even dogs controlling another dog, I think it's the same. You can't control anything. Like, everybody's human. Everybody should have their own rights. I mean, slavery was over I don't know how many years ago. It's wrong then. It's wrong now. Controlling, I just can't take it. Controlling is just an issue that I just do not deal with, and I feel sorry for people that do. Why spend your life unhappy? I don't know. I just can't really relate because I don't want to spend, I can't waste time being unhappy because I think that'll kill you earlier than you're supposed to die anyway, the longer that you're unhappy. You should find happiness within yourself. Being in a controlling relationship isn't happiness. You're giving the other person happiness because they're controlling you, but what about yourself?
Yes, and that's another thing. My mother always told me, you can't control other people. What they do is they can only control yourself. But yet, when you allow yourself to get in a relationship like that, where you are controlled, where you are being somewhat of a, being a victim, in other words. What I have to say is that you should get yourself out of that relationship. You should get yourself out of the relationship. You should seek professional help. You should not stay in a relationship where someone is constantly checking your email, constantly checking your cell phone, constantly asking you where you're going, where you're coming from, things like that. I've witnessed those things, and I can't really get personal or anything. I talk about anything involving myself, but what I can say is that there's help out there. You don't have to stay in a relationship where you're being hurt.
No, you don't. And you know how you said, you know, get professional help? In the meantime, while you're getting that too, get your daddy, your brother, whoever can come and help you out. Not only professional help, if you feel it's a situation where it's an overpowering issue, like you feel like you're scared because it is a man and you feel he's going to hurt you, if you have male relatives in your family too, like be open. Let people know what's going on in your life. Don't keep it closed up because the women that keep things closed up are the ones that end up murdered or hurt, you know, all different things, and their story wasn't been able to be told, and the people that have done it to them get away sometimes, or they'll be free a lot longer than they should have been. So you should be open if you're in a situation where you feel scared. Love isn't scared. You should not have to feel that way if you're with someone. You should be happy if you're in a relationship.
That's correct. And I feel that the police officer that kicked the pregnant woman should be fired. That's my opinion. Without any questions, you know, the investigation should be did, but he should also be fired because he did admit to kicking her.
Well, he should be more than fired if he did all of those things. A lot of people don't do all of those things in their lifetime. Even for the dog, too. Yeah, I'm going to say it. Even for the dog. He needs to be in jail. It's ridiculous.
Yes. Yes, he should.
He should be in jail.
Mm-hmm. Also, listeners, I hate to do this, but I don't want to leave anyone out. Butterfly Cosmetics, April Smith Holt is the owner of Butterfly Cosmetics. She is the CEO, and she's also hiring representatives. So April Smith Holt, I call her the Black Mary Kay. You can find her you can find her products at www.butterflycosmetics.com. Okay. All right, so you were saying that you think that the that he should be in jail, the officer.
Oh, yeah. If he did all of those things that you laid down and mentioned, yes. Sounds like he just went straight crazy.
Yeah, I agree. And they're saying that it's allegation, but it's proof that it's been on television, it's been on the news stations, it's all over the world, and I think it's a tragedy that police officers misuse their power.
Yeah, well, it is innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
But it's even more scarier if he really did do those things, because that is just not normal.
No, it's not normal. That's not normal. That's not normal human behavior, because God did not intend for humans to hurt each other. But unfortunately, we're in a world where all kinds of things go on that should not go on. Things that people do things and are geared to people that are just downright evil. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add to the conversation? I didn't have any callers. I'm a little disappointed, but is there anything you'd like to add to the conversation, Demetrius?
No, just like you know, I wanted to go over again what you said before as far as, you know, get professional help if you feel you're low in a situation that you can't get out of. So I'll repeat that, what you said, Angela, and what I also said, too. If you have male relatives that can help you turn the situation from being scary to scary for the guy that touched you, you need to do that also. Like, as far as, you know, have them protect you, not hurting them or anything like that. And as far as this police officer, yes, he needs to be in jail. But this goes on all the time, which is sad. Some people in higher power of authority, they get to get away with a lot more than the average person would get. And it's really sad, so.
Yes, and with all the laws that are being passed, you would think people wouldn't want to do these things, but unfortunately they do. Also, what I was going to say, the teenagers that are in controlling relationships, I did my research on that. The abuse before the age of 16, I'll say, I believe the statistic, let me see what I wrote. 4 out of 10 girls have been hit, are in a relationship where they felt threatened. And I think that is so tragic. I think that is so sad. Yeah. That is so wrong.
It is sad, right. And I think it's even more sad when they're young.
Yes.
Because it's shaping them to be a woman later in their 50s or 60s and above, still in abusive relationships, because a lot of people don't even talk about that either, about the older relationships that are controlling and abusive.
Yes.
They like to seem like they like to focus on the younger relationships, but there's a lot of elderly relationships in the same situation.
Yes, I imagine that. All right, listeners, that's going to end it for Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm sorry that I didn't have any callers tonight, but I thank Demetrius Stewart for coming on the show, and I thank you again. Again, I thank you, and I look forward to working with you in the near future. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Thanks a lot, Angela.
All right, thank you.
Excuse me, how you doing, love? Can I tell you that you're looking real, real nice with your sundress on? Girl, you're as pretty as the sky. I'm not the one to spit game or be the one to drown you with words. I just wanna know. excuse me, how you doing, love? Can I tell you that you're looking real, real nice with your sundress on? Girl, you're as pretty as the sky. I'm not the one to speak game or be the one to drown you with words.
Right.
I just want to know your name.
Problems with Good afternoon. So we're going to go to another song. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties. Please bear with me.
My baby's gone.
listeners, that was Fareed Braxton with Reverbing from Fareed Braxton with She's Gone. It can be found at ReverbNation.com. That's www.ReverbNation.com. And also next we're going to have Simone Bells. Angela Butler earlier this week. We heard Simone Bell, Feree Braxton, and we heard Exported from Survivor. Simone Bell's album is not yet been released, but it will be soon. So when it is, she's going to come back on the show and let everyone know. Next, we're going to listen to Looch to Dawn.
Kaiko. Thank you.
Listeners, that was Yachty. And next we have Created Equal, another independent artist that were on Show Talk with Angela Butler when we had the independent artist night.
So you just gonna walk through the club and just shit on everything, huh?
Another mystery production.
Let me cut that. Where my thugs at? quarter of some taxes brain. Shit, I'm on it. Your boy so on it. It's written on her face. Get to say you know she want it. Got her ready for whatever. Ain't a nigga that you know to fly. Fly the coasting to the top. You can tell the bottom back. Standing on their swag like a kickstand. That's all official. I am so official. I should blow the whistle. I can't chop them down. Mr. Lumberjack. Maserati sliding up so high that I can't hear you. You ain't talking money. Stop speaking.
Listeners, that was the group, the duo Created Equal, that were also, like I said, were on Show Talk with Angela Butler. That's going to just about end it for Show Talk with Angela Butler. You've been with me this afternoon, and we've been talking about, earlier we were talking about control issues. I had Demetra Stewart on, and she is the CEO of Atlanta Edition Magazine.com. You know, she's real assertive, so she was really kind of speaking her mind about things, about control issues. So go back and listen to the show. And listeners, I invite you to call in anytime that you feel like and listen to the show or call in and make comments. The number is 1-347-327-9376. I'm going to say good night, everyone. And you've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Thank you.